Ultimately, the interoperability is going to have to be there, and I think Swift is going to die, and these other large systems are going to die. They just can't sustain themselves. There's too many downsides. There's too much legacy complexity, and at the end of the day, there's an enormous amount of trust and lack of consumer protection. If nobody believes me, and the bankers are like, "Oh, well, then go to your bank and try to send a wire." You notice how many times they try to talk you out of sending a wire? And how many disclosure forms you have to file? Well, there's
Yeah,
wire fraud. Have you checked your
it
account
is
number?
just terrible system. Yeah.
Exactly. So let me get this straight. I can use like multi-sig and Ledger devices and all these things. They have tons of security, and it's super easy for any consumer to do that. But you could be a multi-billion-dollar financial institution, and you have to put in all these bells and whistles, and even still, you have some guy call you after you've sent a wire saying, "Did you really send that wire? You know, I need to know everything about the transaction to verify that's a wire, else we're going to put a freeze on it." That's just a broken system, and it can't survive when its competitor is used. Just, you know, tap your phone with trusted hardware in your Google phone or your iPhone, and you just use your fingerprint. We know it's you.